Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Azure Marketplace 101 webinar. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Jeff Alexander. I'm a senior technical evangelist in Microsoft Australia, focusing on Windows infrastructure. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about Azure Marketplace 101, including how to deploy your own Minecraft server, so you can perhaps give that to your kids or play yourself. If you need to get in touch with me, my about.me page is on the screen right now. That's about.me/Jeffa36. Before we get started, a few key things I want to mention before we kick off today's webinar. We will be sending the slides and the recording of this webinar to each one of you first thing tomorrow morning, including a variety of links to the content that was presented. If you have received the invite from one of your friends and have not registered to the webinar, we highly recommend you register, because without registration, we will not have your details to send you the follow-up slides. We will be taking live Q&A by instant message during the session today. Please rest assured that if we do not get to your question during the webinar, we will follow up with you within 5 days with the answer to your question. Your input for this event and engagement is very valuable to us. Now, let's start and have a look at what we can do with Azure and setting up your own Minecraft server. So a lot of people will ask, what is the marketplace in Microsoft Azure? Why would you use it? And what are some of the things that are actually available for that? So the Azure Marketplace is essentially your online store for thousands of certified open source Microsoft and community software applications, developer services, and data that's all pre-configured for you on Microsoft Azure. So you can download, deploy, and get more done. With VM Marketplace, you can click to deploy a pre-configured software images from third-party publishers third-party publishers against download certified pre-configured software images for Linux or Windows Server VMs. You can easily test things, so if you're looking to do dev and test in your environments, you can test. And as of today's recording, there's upwards of 3,394 solutions that you can deploy from Marketplace. There's a few that we do want to highlight, and those are, and you wouldn't believe, but Citrix NetScaler, Barracuda, Riverbed, all have connections to and have stuff that you can actually set up on Minecraft on Azure Marketplace. I've got Minecraft on the brain today, folks, so I'm going to show you how to do that in a second. So let's go and have a look at Marketplace, and then let's have a look at setting up your own Minecraft server. All right, so let's switch over to the marketplace itself. And this is the landing page for the Microsoft Azure Marketplace. And it's, as I said, it's your online store for certified, pre-configured solutions across a number of different platforms. And what you're seeing on the screen here is a number of virtual machines that you can do. Obviously, you can see Windows Server 2012 R2, which is a pre-configured virtual machine that can get you started to do some dev and test if you needed to do some stuff on Windows Server. We also have SQL, where you can set up a SharePoint farm. But if I wanted to go and search for, say, Citrix, and what you can see here is there's a number of Citrix solutions that are there, in particular the one we wanted to highlight, which was the Citrix NetScaler. So that's an option for you to create that virtual machine. And when you create that, it gives you a little bit of information about that particular virtual machine, what it's going to do for you, and how you go about creating that and setting it up. Now, I could go and search for Barracuda, for example. And that's going to give me all the pre-configured virtual machines for Barracuda appliances. But today, to kick off our Azure Marketplace 101 webinars that we're going to be doing over the next few days, I wanted to start this off with a little bit of fun, and we're going to go and create a Minecraft server. So let's go to the Azure homepage. So this is the new portal. In Microsoft Azure, there's two portals that we have. This is the preview portal, And then we have the classic portal. I'm going to be using both of these today to show you what happens when we create that Minecraft server. So let's go ahead and start here in the preview portal. You'll see that I already have a Minecraft server running. And if I click on that Minecraft server in the new portal, you'll see I get a bit of information about the server itself. There's some monitoring characteristics of what's going on, my CPU percentage. I can go and add some additional .NET monitoring to this. I can go and add some operations monitoring to it as well. You'll notice a few things that were that are set up during the process of creating this Minecraft server. And we first of all, we set up a cloud service. Okay, so that's your cloud service that you're going to be using to connect your clients to the Minecraft server. You could use this, or you could use your public virtual IP address. This is your public IP address on the internet that you're going to be using to connect clients to that. And you'll see that this is running Linux. This particular Minecraft server is based on Ubuntu, and we're going to go through the process of creating that Minecraft server now. So we're going to go back to the home page. I'm going to click on the marketplace, and you'll notice here that we can go and search for everything, and we have a number of categories in the marketplace itself, broken down by compute. So we get a list of virtual machines that you can use and get going very, very quickly. We have generic Ubuntu servers, we have generic Windows servers, but for today what we're going to be doing is showing you how to go and create a Minecraft server. So I'm just going to go and do a search, and you see that we come up with four different Minecraft servers. There's one by Microsoft, there's one by Nabin, there's a couple by Bitnami, which are Craftbucket ones. So I'm going to choose this Ubuntu server. And what you're going to see is that's going to open up another tile for me so that I can go and create this server, this particular server. It gives me a little bit of information about it. It says, it tells me that Craftbucket is powered by Bitnami. It's a pre-configured, ready-to-run image for running Minecraft on Microsoft Azure. Get you up and running really quickly on Azure with a Minecraft server. So let's go ahead and hit the Create button. We open up another tab. And that's just some configuration information that we're going to need to put in for this server. So obviously, we need to give it a name. So I'm just going to call this Minecraft 3 because I've already got a couple of servers up there. And I'm going to give it a username. Old habits never die, so I'm going to be using sysadmin as my administrator name. Now, for my authentication type, I can either use on Linux boxes, I can use a password or an SSH public key. And in this case, I'm going to use a password. And we get a couple of options down here for this particular device. We have different pricing tiers, so you can expand this out. You can configure different pricing tiers. We found that with Minecraft, you need to allocate if you're going to have a lot of people on there, you probably want to allocate a bit of memory. So you may want to actually choose an A2 standard. By default, it just chooses one core and 1.75 gig of memory. Let's go with an A2, and we'll select that. We have some optional networking configuration here. One of the things you're going to need to do for Minecraft is you're going to need to open up a port for Minecraft to communicate on. So you're going to need to actually, by default, we only put in the SSH port, which is on the private port and public port of 22. This is so that you can connect to the server with PuTTY. So PuTTY is a terminal emulation software for Linux that you can run on Windows that will allow you to connect to this server and do all the Linux commands that you need to do for that box. I'm not a Linux guy, so I don't tend to use that too much. But I'm gonna need an endpoint configured for this guy. So I'm gonna the port that Minecraft actually uses is 255.65. Actually, we want to give it a name first of all. We don't want to put that there, so we're gonna call this Minecraft. So we want to give it a name. The private port we want to have on this is 255.65. Protocol we're gonna be using is TCP. And the public port is 255.65. So once we've configured our endpoints, chosen OK. There's a bunch of other stuff that you could go and configure if you wanted to. We don't need to in this particular scenario. We're just going to go ahead and create it. I'm going to pin that to my starboard, and I'm going to hit create. Okay, so what you're going to see now is that you're going to see that Minecraft server is going to be created, and it's going to take anywhere from a half an hour to an hour to create that craft bucket server. You'll see a notification coming up that it's actually creating a server. But let's go ahead and go over and look at the what is created once we do that. And while we're actually looking at that, you'll actually see that new Minecraft server start coming up in virtual machines here on my dashboard. So the first thing I want to actually look at is what's created. Here's a server that I created before. That's the one that you see on my, that was pinned to my start board in the new portal. This is called Minecraft One. And when I click on this guy, I can go to the dashboard and we get some information about that server. First of all, we get some dashboard monitoring information to see the bytes coming in and out of the server. We get the DNS name that's here. That's the DNS, the name we're going to be using for connecting to this Minecraft server from a Minecraft client. And they also the public virtual IP address. Now, a couple of things that if you didn't configure your endpoint during the creation of the machine, you can come back into the current portal, click on endpoints, and you go and add your Minecraft endpoint into that. So the port number is 25565. Now, once that's actually done, then you'll be able to go to a Minecraft client and start configuring that guy. During the process of creation that, we create a cloud service. And a cloud service is essentially a container that allows us to group similar VMs together. So I have one here called JeffaDude, and that particular cloud service is used for a bunch of machines that I've got here that are connected so that they can communicate with each other, join a domain, do all that kind of stuff. And so what happens during the creation of our Minecraft server is we'll create a cloud service, and you'll see here that we are starting to create and deploy that service for Minecraft 3. So we're already starting to create that cloud service. The next thing we're going to be doing is we're going to create a storage container to store all the objects for that. You can see that we've already got that. That's already been created. And so that once we do that, then we have our virtual machine will begin to be created. It hasn't started yet. We've got to deploy the network, the storage area, and the cloud service. So you'll see here down in networks that we have a network that gets created for this as well. And so that is there for communication for that particular server itself. And then that is pretty much it. Once that server is up and running, now let's see if we can refresh this and see if the machine is actually connecting. Okay, you can see the storage account is getting created. Okay, so my storage account's there. I should have a virtual machine coming up fairly soon, and that should be ready to go. Now, that's pretty much how you, if I go back over to my new preview portal, you'll see that we're continuing to create that. Once it's actually done, we will get this tile on our dashboard, and if you want to move these around, you can go and customize that if you want to, and that'll have your Minecraft server there. Now, I've also today to show you kind of what's going on behind the scenes. A lot of people want to create a Minecraft server on Windows. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to show you. I've also created a server on Windows, which is this guy here. And again, this is a server running Windows Server 2012 R2. I have the correct endpoints, but you notice that because it's a Windows server, it has Remote Desktop and PowerShell opened on that server as well. I then have gone in and opened up the port for Minecraft. Now, what I can do here is I can, and I'm just gonna move my VM over. So here I've got my my VM with Minecraft actually running on this box. And essentially what I've got here is I've essentially downloaded Minecraft 1.8.8. And all I've done is I've created a little script that runs the server. And I gotta change that because that will fail, that won't be right. And essentially what we're doing here is we're running Java, we're assigning a gig of memory to it, and we're telling it which executable to run. And we're saying no GUI. And what I'm doing is I'm running that from a PowerShell script. Okay, so I've kicked off that script and I'm running that, and you can see it's spawning, it's created all the worlds and stuff like that. I joined the game and then I exited the game. And what you can do with your Minecraft server on Windows, it's very simple. You just create a Windows server box, download the Minecraft server bits from minecraft.net, and then run this command, and you see it opens up the port 25565. Then that's all you really have to do, and you can monitor who's coming in and out of this particular game. In this case, my Minecraft server has 7 gig of RAM, which is pretty easy, and I've allocated a gig of memory to that guy as well. So now let's look at it, the bit that your kids are going to really like. If you have a couple of kids and they want to play Minecraft together, you can get them into the same world and they can play with each other, is we'll load up the Minecraft client. And I've just got downloaded the Minecraft client, which is version 1.8.8, I believe. And I'm going to do a direct connect to this Minecraft server. I've put in the virtual IP address for that server. I'm going to click join server. It's going to log in. And oh, it's raining. So we have our world. And what you can do is you can see when people are joining and stuff like that. Now, if we go back over to my virtual machine, how do I get out of this? So we'll just escape out of that for the moment. And what you can actually see what's going on in the background is that I've joined this particular game. So we can keep track of who's joined, and this will look very similar on the Linux box as well, but I wanted to show you kind of what it looks like from the back end. And then they can go and join this particular game, they can start playing the game, and away they go, and they're playing Minecraft. I don't really know how to play Minecraft very well, but there you go. So that's pretty much how you create a Minecraft server. So it's pretty simple stuff. And you can run it all out of Azure, and you can run it all from the marketplace. Now you're seeing that it's still creating that Minecraft server, but it won't finish it during today's webinar, but it will be up and running in about a half an hour, 45 minutes. So I'm gonna jump back to the slides. So what you just saw there was quickly how you can actually go and deploy your own Minecraft server from the Azure Marketplace. I showed you how you could do that with some pre-configured images that are up on Marketplace. And then I also showed you how you could do that in Windows fairly easily as well. So we hope that gave you something you can do with your kids, have a bit of fun at home, and have your own server and away you go from there. Now we're going to be running a few of these upcoming webinars on Azure. If you go to aka.ms/APAC-Azure-events, that will give you the link to all the other ones that are upcoming. Now, if you want to know more about this particular, if you want to know more about Azure and the marketplace itself, you can go to azure.microsoft.com/marketplace. There is also an FAQ up there. If you want a more in-detailed webinar on building your own Minecraft server on Windows Server, one of our MVPs here in Australia, Oren Thomas, did a session at TechEd Australia 2013 on how to build your own Minecraft server, and he goes through quite a lot more detail than what I actually showed you, but he gives you some good tips and stuff to run that. So go and have a good look at that, because I think that would be fairly useful for if you wanted to get more in-depth details about running that. His stuff is actually based on a previous version of Windows Server, but it doesn't really matter, so that's absolutely fine. So I'm just going to close out today's webinar. I'd like to thank you for taking the time. We'd like to thank you for attending this webinar. We'll be sending you tomorrow the recording as well as the slides. We do apologize if you did have any issues with audio or video. We also will be posting some poll questions, so please take a few minutes to answer the question polls. So when we deliver future technical training webinars, we want to make sure that they're aligned with your interest and specific needs. So thank you very much, and enjoy playing Minecraft with your kids. Thank you.